Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, and my faith grows stronger, and where I'm learning how to be an overcomer. Well, an overcomer is victorious. I'm learning how to be a winner, to be an overcomer, to be more than a conqueror. Don't believe that you have to lose some. And people say, well, you know, win a few, you lose a few. Not if we're listening to God. Not if we're following Him the way we need to. He said in 2 Corinthians 2:14, He always causes us to triumph. Now, you going to believe that? Or are you going to believe you win a few and you lose a few? Which you will not find in the Scriptures. Which one are you going to believe? Well, a lot of people say, well, I just believe what I believe. I have a right to my beliefs. Not if you're a Christian. Some say, huh? No. If Jesus is your Lord, you're supposed to believe what He tells you to believe. Not just make up stuff. Yes. Said out loud, Lord.
Lord.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
And I don't make up my own beliefs.
And I don't make up my own beliefs.
I yield to you.
I yield to you.
I submit to your words.
I submit to your words.
I choose
to believe
only what you tell me.
Your word is
right.
Your truth
is forever
and makes me free.
Father, all of us agree together as touching this and asking for utterance, direction, anointing, and help today to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We've been on this series for a number of weeks now called Faith for Provision. And we're giving one after another, one by one, 30 reasons from Scriptures why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Based on what? Scriptures. Hundreds and hundreds of them over the course of these 30 reasons. So say it out loud, abundant provision,
is
always God's will.
For us all.
Abundant provision
is
always God's will.
For me.
Today?
Yes.
This week?
Yes. Week?
This month?
This
rest
month.
Of this year, right?
Yes.
Rest of your life.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
Come on, say it again. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
He meets all my needs.
He meets all my needs.
I will eat good.
I will eat good.
Wear good.
Wear good.
Travel good.
Travel good.
Live good.
Live good.
All my life.
All my life.
And I'll be a big giver. I'll have more than enough.
To
sow
abundantly.
Into many good works. Is that the will of God?
Yes.
Yes, it is. For just a few?
No.
For a few special designated ones? No. Everybody. He's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
And He never changes. It is His will. So we begin, our first reason was, the Lord's my shepherd, and so I shall not want. And then we've gone reason 2, 3, 4. We're up to reason 19 in our study. And it is, reason number 19 is the tabernacle. And go back with me again to Exodus, the 38th chapter, I think is where we were. We've been on this for a number of lessons now. The tabernacle is a tent, a portable sanctuary that God instructed His people to build for Him when He delivered them out of Egyptian slavery and bondage. When God came down on the Mount Sinai and He spoke out of the fire and He gave the Ten Commandments, and He called Moses to come up into the mountain with Him. And he was there in the glory for 40 days and 40 nights. And one of the first things after the giving of the Ten Commandments that He said to him, this is back in chapters 24 and 25 of Exodus, He said, tell the people to bring me an offering. You know, God used to like offerings.
Yes, he does.
When did he change?
Yes.
We talked about that, you know, yesterday's class. He never changes. And why would he do this? And he kept saying this, whoever's willing. Willing. So this is not by, being made to do it or required to do it. I suppose there were people who didn't get involved. There were millions of people out there. But a bunch of them did. And it's the same way today, right? There's some people that money and that stuff means more to them than the things of God. So they're going to keep it, hold on to it. But there are some, and the Bible says where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be, right? So there are some that the things of God are much more valuable to them than money and stuff. And that is demonstrated when you're willing to give it, when you're willing to sow it. Why? To cause a thing of God to happen.
Yes.
Whether it's a church or a ministry or preaching the gospel, something that is God's work and his things. And so he said, tell the people, bring me offerings. But he's very specific. He doesn't want any junk.
Yes.
And he doesn't want any cheap stuff. Really? Really, God? Really. He wants gold. Pure gold. And what we realized in yesterday's class, they used over a ton on a tent. This thing is not that big. And then more than that in silver and brass and precious jewels and the finest leathers and the finest fabrics, and then jewels. And I mean, these are jewels. I mean, like in the breastplate, there were 12 precious stones, and they were big enough that you could see them, from the outside of the tabernacle there. So they had to be, big stones, emeralds, diamonds, sapphires.
Yes.
And if you hear that and you go, I don't like that. And some people say, that just makes me sick. God's the one said do it. That's what you got to keep your mind in yourself. He's the one that picked it. He could have said, get them, some wool, light gray. Good enough. Right? Save the money. We'll send it to the missionaries. Huh? Save the money. We'll feed people with it. Could he have said that?
Yes.
And made a point with everybody that this is gaudy, this is flashy, I don't like this. There are people who are saying that.
Yeah.
Nowadays, there are a lot of people who are saying, God doesn't like that. He doesn't like a big ring. He doesn't like an expensive watch. He doesn't like a big, nice building. He doesn't like you spending money. Well, he used to. He used to. He used to want his preachers with big gold bands and gold ropes and big rock jewels. And he used to want everything. I mean, every board, every pole, every ring in that whole thing, gold. Completely covered in gold. And we saw if you add it up, it was 29 talents just of the gold plus a bunch of shekels. And then the silver, just those two added up, was about $150 million. It's actually closer to 160, but 150, we'll say, million dollars doesn't include all the fabrics, all the work, all the labor, all the leathers, all the jewels. There's a lot of engraving and cutting stones and all this stuff. I mean, this is a portable tent. And I mean, when the priest moved it, they would pull it down, and they always had poles that went through rings, like on the table or the whatever the piece might be. And they're holding a piece of wood of solid gold. sitting on their shoulder the whole time they're carrying this. And every piece of it was gold. Now, if God used to like that, has he changed?
No.
What is he like now?
Same.
Well, we looked in Revelation several classes back. What do we have to look forward to when we get to heaven? More gold.
Yes.
Lots of gold.
Yes.
So if you don't like gold, if all that gold makes you sick, I hope you're not living by me. I don't want to hear you gagging all the time. What's wrong with nice? Why is expensive evil? The best things often are the priciest. Does that make them inherently evil?
No.
No. And a large amount of money is not in and of itself bad. It's not the money that's the root of all kinds of evil. It's the love of it. And so we saw that the people brought so much gold, so much silver, so much fine leathers and cloths and jewels that they had to be restrained from bringing. And he said, we got more than enough and too much. Reckon that's still the will of God?
Yes.
Is it still the will of God that instead of begging people to give or get in on something, that folks would have such a heart and the Spirit of God would move and the vision would be so clear that people would give to the point you'd have to say, stop, stop. We got it. We're way over. Stop. Would that glorify God?
Yes.
More than struggling and such and being drug out and being behind and coming short. Yeah. God's a God of abundance. And he's God of the finest, of the best. That's not bad. That's good. He made the gold. He made the silver. He made the fine things, the best things, the precious things. And Isaiah said, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. Other translations say the best. You'll have the best. Is the best just made for unbelievers? Blasphemers? Folks that reject God?
No.
Why would God do that? Certainly not. Say it out loud. The best,
is for us.
The best,
is for God.
It's for his things. And so if you get down to the last chapter, Exodus 40, he's been talking about this tabernacle since chapter 25. Not every chapter, the whole chapter, but a lot of it. And some chapters, the whole chapter is just about the tabernacle. And in chapter 40, down about verse 16, he's talking about the tabernacle itself. Prior to that, he was talking about the priests. And man, it was a beautiful ceremony. They made these garments, and they something else. Like we saw, they had actual gold thread, not gold colored thread, gold thread in parts of it, gold ropes, substantial, that were attached to gold rings, and the settings and the mountings of the onyx stones and the jewels and a mitre on their head, and on the front of it said holiness to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And they were to come and be washed. And then they put the robes and clothes on them. And then the anointing oil. Hallelujah. And then they are set apart for God's exclusive use and work in the sanctuary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Does God still have holy things today?
Yes.
Should we make an effort,
yes,
to do the best,
yes,
with the best? And to show honor. And I sometimes people have asked me, a lot of times on Sunday mornings and stuff, I still wear a tie and a coat and that kind of thing. And I've had people say, well, Brother Keith, don't you know things have changed and times have changed and a lot of folks are wearing t-shirts and things with holes in it and that kind of thing. And people say, well, I don't have any dress clothes. That's okay. If you just got three t-shirts, wear your good one.
That's right.
Y'all agree or not?
Yes.
Wear your good one.
Yes.
If you only got two pair of shoes, wear your good pair of shoes. And clean the mud off of them.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Make an effort. Yes. It's not about showing off. And you know, a coat and tie is a Western thing. If you're in another part of the world, that's not being dressed up. But your best is. Can you see that?
Yes.
You should not go to the things of God like you're going to a cookout in your backyard. Do you agree or not?
Yes.
And to the meetings and to his things. And if I'm representing the Lord in a business thing, I don't come in as sloppy as I can come in. I mean, you'll see in big companies today, people still wear suits.
Yes.
And they still dress up and they still, you know, acted with a certain manner of decorum. So it's not about showing off. It's not about acting stiff and proud, but just, are you making an effort to do your best? Does God deserve anything less than our best? No, he deserves the best. Do you agree or not?
Yes.
And so they had this beautiful ceremony. And all of that portrays spiritual truths. Do the preachers today need to be washed first? Washed in the blood. Hallelujah. In the regenerating of the Holy Spirit. Do they need to be clothed with God's abilities? Do they need to be anointed? Come on, can you see? All of this is beautiful type of the eternal things that'll never go away. Well, down in verse 16. Thus did Moses according to all that the Lord commanded him, so did he. And you'll find this keeps being repeated. What do you mean? Moses did exactly what God told him to do. And that's one of the big reasons why God chose Moses, because he would do. So Moses reared up the tabernacle and fastened the sockets and set the boards up and the bars and reared the pillars. He spread the tent over the tabernacle and the covering of the tent upon it, as the Lord commanded Moses. He took and put the testimony into the ark and set the staves of the ark and put the mercy seat above the ark. This is, later on, when people uncovered the ark and touched it, some people died. And so the Lord had special grace on Moses, because this is the first time it's ever being done. He took the tablets and put them in the ark, and he put the articles there, and the mercy seat above the ark. And they brought the ark into the tabernacle. They set the veil and covered the ark of the testimony, as the Lord commanded Moses. He put the table of tent upon the side without the veil, outside the veil. He set the bread in order upon it. This is the table of showbread, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And there was always bread on this table. Does God always take care of us?
Yes.
Always provide for us? And is there a bread that came down from heaven?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The manna from heaven.
Yes.
Who is the Lord, our bread and our words. All of these are beautiful pictures and types. And he set the bread in order as the Lord commanded Moses. He put the candlestick in the tent of the congregation over against the table. He lighted the lamps before the Lord as the Lord commanded Moses. And that lampstand was three arms and three arms and one in the middle. And the entire piece was gold, not overlaid gold, pure gold. The knops, the almonds, the cups, the arms, it was, it must have weighed it from, 80 plus pounds or 100 pounds, just pure gold. And then all the instruments that were used with it, they were all pure gold. And he lighted the lamps before the Lord as the Lord commanded Moses, and those lamps were to always be burning. Is God always there?
Yes.
Is his presence always there?
Yes.
Is his Spirit,
yes,
his Holy Spirit? You remember tongues of fire came and sat down on them in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. And he lighted the lamps, and he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation, and he burnt sweet incense thereof as the Lord commanded Moses. Can our prayers and our praise go up as a sweet smell and a sweet savor unto the Lord today. See, this was portraying that and showing. You could literally see a cloud of incense going up from that table, and you could smell it. And just it influenced the whole environment around there. Well, the presence of God is supposed to go with us everywhere we are. Amen. And the savor and fragrance of life. Yes. And victory. Yes. And God. Yes. Is supposed to be on us. And we're supposed to open our mouth and offer the sacrifices. Yes. Of praise. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To our God. And it's supposed to be a sweet smell and a savor rising up to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible said he set up the hanging at the door. He put the altar of burnt offering by the door and offered upon it the burnt offering. And he set the laver. Now that was a place where they washed and put water therein. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet there. And they went into the tent of the congregation, and they came near to the altar. They washed. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle, the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Do you know God's building his temple? Right now, he's building his church. Everybody that is saved. Now, he's not building a temporary place. He's building a permanent place, like the temple that was later built. And every time somebody is saved and born again, that's a living stone.
Yes.
That is sealed into place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Part of this structure for God's presence that's being built up like a great edifice. And one of these days, the last stones are going to come in. And they're going to be sealed into place by the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be done. This thing's going to be wrapped up. And God is going to fill us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Permanently. We are his permanent temple. The Bible said when he finished the work, a cloud covered the tent of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Now let's just stop right here. What tabernacle? The golden tabernacle with all the gold. The 100 and, time you add all the other stuff, it'd probably be closer to 200, but we'll be conservative. The $150 million tent. God must have liked it.
Yes.
Because the moment they finished setting everything up, here comes his presence.
Amen.
The glory cloud comes and rests on top of all that gold. And all those stones and all that silver and all that precious thing, because they did it exactly the way he told them to do it. And he was happy with it and pleased with it. In the previous chapter, it said that Moses came and inspected everything that they made. And it said the people did it exactly the way God told them to do it. And the Bible said Moses blessed them. Isn't it wonderful when people obey God? And he got to look at all that and he went, okay, that's exactly what God said. Yes, that's the right size. That's the right shape. Yep, all gold. Let me look at the back of it. Yes, gold, all gold, all gold. And it was exactly what God said. And so now they have set it up and they have put everything in place and they have put the curtains over it and finished it. And the moment they did, the cloud covered the tent of the congregation and the glory of the Lord. Somebody say glory,
glory. Glory.
The glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Now, if you'd have been there standing on the outside, within a few moments, you could not see the tabernacle anymore. All you could see was this cloud full of light that looked like there was fire inside the cloud. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation. Now, he's been up on the mountain in the glory for 40 days. But not this. This was so strong and so thick, he couldn't get through it to go into the door. The cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Is that prophetic?
Yes.
Is that speaking to the future?
Yes.
As God's glory fills his temple, fills his house, and it was too much. mess with all that gold, all that money. That's just too much. Exactly. It was a too much offering. Huh? It was a too much tent, and it was too much glory. It was so much glory they couldn't even walk through the door. They couldn't even get in. And this is how they were led from then on. When the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, they journeyed not till the day it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day. Once it came, it didn't leave. It stayed there. It was there by day, and the fire was on it by night, and in the sight of the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. Too much tent? Absolutely, you better believe it. Too much offering? Hallelujah. Too much glory? Yes. Somebody say yes. Is God still this way today? Is He still? He is still this way. Somebody say, I believe it.
I believe it.
I accept it.
I
receive it.
Our
time's up again. I'm glad you're still shouting about this. We'll see you soon here in Faith School. Really enjoyed being with you again this week. Are you still shouting over the temple and the tabernacle? I like to speak and pray over our partners at the end of the week. And as you see, God's not a cheap God. And His will for us is not barrenness and bleakness. And so let me lead you in a prayer. Pray this out loud after me, if you would. Say, Father God, enlighten my eyes and heart. Renew my mind to think like You think. To have a bigger vision, and reveal to me what You want for my life and our family and our churches and our ministries and our businesses. Grant me, say it out loud, grant me an enlargement, an increase of vision. Hallelujah. I'm believing with You for that. And if you come across something and it looks like it's too expensive or too much, don't say we can't afford that. Don't say we'll never have that. God couldn't get you there. Maybe it wouldn't have to be by next week, but He can get you there. Believe all things are possible to him that believes. We'll see you soon back here in Faith School.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.